It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen heads to Capitol Hill this coming week to talk about the economy with lawmakers. What are the expectations for more interest rate hikes? Apparently, they're not what they once were.
What's news from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
I'm John Werdock at the news desk in Washington, and joining us is Katie Byrne. She is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She has been following the Fed and following the expectations for more rate hikes this year. So, Katie, why is there growing skepticism on Wall Street about more Federal Reserve rate hikes?
I think, we've had this protracted sell-off since the start of the year. It's going on longer than people thought it would. We have several factors weighing in that are just sort of not going away. We've got still low inflation. We have growth overseas, still concerns about China. We have a lot of volatility in the stock market. And we have dollar appreciation, which is, continuing, although very recently some of those bets have come off because people are seeing more skepticism about a March move. And we've had another leg down in oil prices. So there's a lot of correlated factors out there that the market doesn't like and that the Fed is looking to signal for to see if they can look through it. But it may be the case that they can't and this goes on longer.
That is quite a list of factors you just checked off there. When you talk to folks on Wall Street, what's the sense? What are they now forecasting for rate hikes?
Well, it's super interesting because, until, a couple of weeks ago even, a March meeting was very much alive, and several firms on Wall Street were still thinking March was going to be a goer, in part because the Fed still has this this expectation of four hikes this year. If they're going to do that, they better get going. But the issue is with the sell-off continuing, some are forming a consensus out there that, and not everyone, but increasingly so, one by one, it's like knocking the pins down. They're thinking that if the Fed goes, the concern would be, exacerbating the volatility that's in the market and that the market problems may stay the Fed's hand. So, we had JP Morgan in the middle of January start to talk about how, they were wondering whether this might be enough to delay the Fed. And then we had and they talked about the dollar a lot and the dollar strength being a key issue there. They were really the first ones. Then Credit Suisse in late January also moved their probabilities of March from above 50% to below 50%. And then Goldman came in and said, our outlook was different very recently and it's changed and we now no longer think March is on the table. And all of them now think June is the next hike timing. And Barclays came out and also said, that they're calling for a June move and two hikes this year instead of what they thought previously. So everyone's shifting around, and it's interesting because the market looks to the Fed for their signals and waits on every Fed remark. But the Fed increasingly is looking on every signal from Wall Street. So there's an interesting feedback loop going on.
With Chairwoman Yellen appearing before the House Committee on Wednesday and then the Senate on Thursday, and with all these Wall Street firms now changing their forecasts, it sounds as though lots of folks are going to be looking for even the smallest clues from when the chairwoman speaks this week.
That's the other issue that's percolating in the background is the amount of pressure on the Fed right now in on the Hill to to be very, very careful about its transparency and its communication policies. And there's a lot of conversation in Fed watching circles about how they're going to do that and make sure that everyone lines up because, of course, they like to say that they're not dictated to by Wall Street. But to some extent, they are, and they have to look at those signals so that they don't add pressure at the wrong times. So I think it's going to be a very difficult communication period for the Fed, and I think that, you know, they'll be taken to task on a lot of things that they say, and I think she'll have to be very careful and use the regular signals about being careful and patient and waiting for, you know, the next set of data to come out and not prejudging any moves and remaining gradual about any rate increases and just keeping everything on an even keel. But I think it's fair to say that there are some out there who feel like, you know, after there was a sense that the Fed got spooked last September when the markets were selling off. And then, of course, they delivered a rate rise in December after there had been some improvement. But there is a sense out there among some analysts that there's more and more pressure on the Fed, and they may be more influenced by markets than perhaps they were. And, you know, if Wall Street gets the upper hand, you know, where could this go? And are we really looking at more, you know, kicking that can down more and more if the Fed gets spooked by markets? So it's watch and wait.
She's Katie Byrne. I have a feeling you're going to be doing a lot of watching and waiting this year, Katie.
I think so as well.
She is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, keeping tabs on the Fed and Wall Street's expectations for rate hikes. Katie, thank you for your time.
Thanks. Bye.
And if you're looking for original insights on Wall Street, the Fed, the economy, and investing, check out the Wall Street Journal Money Beat podcast with Paul Vigna and Steve Grosser. At the news desk in Washington, I'm John Werdock for the Wall Street Journal.
Start your day smarter. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.